Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Washington Commanders quarterback Jaden Daniels will miss a game for the first time in his young NFL career. Daniels, who sprained his knee during a Thursday night loss to the Packers in Week 2, will not play against the Raiders this week. His backup, Marcus Mariota, will get the start instead. Daniels didn't practice Wednesday or Thursday. On Friday, he was a limited participant in practice. He did throw and run a little bit today. Fortunately for the Commanders, Daniels' knee issue isn't expected to keep him out long term, but it will keep him out this week against the Raiders. More injury updates around the league. Cincinnati Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow had a successful surgery today, less than a week removed from his turf toe injury. Head coach Zach Taylor confirmed that to reporters today. Taylor said that Burrow is now in recovery, but he did not give an accurate timeline of when we can expect Burrow back. Adam Schefter, though, reported earlier this week that Burrow's procedure will sideline him for a minimum of 3 months. And those are not the only starters out this week. We've got two more quarterbacks out. That's Justin Fields ruled out this week with a concussion, and J.J. McCarthy also out this week with a high ankle sprain. Moving over to the Nationals, 7:10 p.m. right here on The Fan. Tune in to listen live as the Nationals travel to Queens to take on the Mets. The Nationals were just swept by the Braves in 4 games, but now they have a chance to turn it around tonight and play spoiler against New York. Andrew Alvarez is on the mound for Washington, which is great news. He's been playing great his last time out against the Pirates. Alvarez tossed 6 shutout innings with 5 strikeouts. We'll see what he has in store today. Make sure you tune in right here on The Fan to listen live. From the Crop MedCap 5-Star Sports Desk, Savannah McCann on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Good Friday afternoon and welcome into Grant and Danny. We are live out in Reston at Craft House in the Reston Town Center. We will be here from 2 to 6:30 today. So as you get out of the office, as you wrap up the work week, as you head on back out west into Virginia, if you're working your way through traffic from D.C., come on out to Reston Town Center and Craft House. We'll be here all show long on The Fan. We are giving away tickets today to see Adam Sandler when he comes to town this fall. 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and 6 o'clock. Every hour on the hour, you will have a chance to win tickets to see Adam Sandler right here on The Fan. Should be a great show today from Reston and the Reston Town Center. But, Danny, the big news of the day strikes a couple hours before we go on the air. No more subterfuge. No more mystery. Jaden Daniels out Sunday against the Raiders for the first time since Washington drafted him. he will not play in a game the Commanders are strapping up the pads for.
So it's a bummer, obviously, that he's, you know, not right, but it, you know, we'll miss him this weekend, but hopefully Mariota, the reason you pay him, the reason you bring him back is for situations just like this. But honestly, given the circumstances, again, I'm not thrilled that he's injured. That's not fun. But I'm thrilled with the decision-making. I'm thrilled with the process, right? Instead of this weird idea that maybe he could talk you into it, et cetera, Dan Quinn referenced it kind of throughout. This player at this position is too important. Not for a week, not for 2 weeks, not even for a season, for the long term. I love long-term thinking. Coaches in general, that's why a coach and general manager should never be the same person. Coaches in general are trying to figure out what's the next play. When do I burn the next time out? When do I, you know, what formation, what substitution, minute to minute, moment to moment, day to day. General managers and executives have the obligation to think longer term. And when everybody's on the same page, sometimes the we could really help us this weekend if we could come up with a certain package of plays, the temptation is there. They removed that. They made sure that they're taking care of this player. I think it's the right thing to do. I'm thrilled with the decision.
So Dan Quinn said all of the right things, and we'll play the Dan Quinn audio on the decision to sit Jaden Daniels and to play Marcus Mariota in just a couple of moments. But I stopped short of, like, celebrating the taking caution here because I don't know that that's actually what happened. I've seen everybody celebrating that. I've seen people saying, good job by the coaching staff that they didn't push Jaden Daniels. How sure are we that he's anywhere close to being able to play?
That's fair, too. Yeah. I mean,
he was asked after he said he wasn't playing by Nikki Javala of The Athletic, basically, was this really close? Are you having to hold him back? And he bulled right through it. He didn't answer the question. He didn't practice a single ounce yesterday. He didn't practice at all on Wednesday. He was listed limited today, and Dan Quinn said that he ran around and did a few things. But if you remember, he said that on Monday.
Yeah.
He said, or maybe it was Wednesday, I guess, but the first practice day, he said, you know, he didn't practice, but he ran around and he threw the football. So all he said he did today was the same thing that he said he did Wednesday when he couldn't practice at all. For me, I've always been interested in next week. Now, the team made it very clear and left open the possibility he could play, so you have to just take them at their word. But everything that I'd heard the entire time was it was extremely unlikely that he was going to be able to play this weekend. My guess is they just kept the element of possibility open. Mm-hmm. They kept the charade seems nefarious, but they kept the Raiders guessing.
The subterfuge, whatever,
basically. Yeah. That's to me what happened here. Now, I guess it's possible they could push back and say, oh, you don't know what you don't know. He really had a chance to play. I think early on this week they knew he wasn't playing. And Marcus Mariota has known for days, it's my job on Sunday. I got to go get this football team a win in a revenge game, oh, by the way, against one of the other five teams in the NFL that I've played for in my career at this point. But I agree that if, in fact, Daniels was pushing hard and charging to play and was trying to kind of bull his way back onto the field because he's the face of the franchise and he thinks he can gut through it and still give you the best chance to win, if they protected him from himself, job well done. That's the job. That's exactly what they should have done in week three of a marathon. But I'm still in wait-and-see mode here to see. Let's fast forward to next Wednesday. I mean, is he practicing in full? Is he Jaden Daniels again? You know, I'm curious.
That we might know more about, yes, about this week. I think that's all an astute assessment by you. To me, this is, though, I'm just sort of basing it off what I thought I knew, but I was making some assumptions, so I think you're right. I guess what I'm saying is I feel like this is a thoughtful group,
yeah,
whereas in years past, I don't know that that was the case. It would have been like, what do you think, buddy? All right, let's go with our gut, you know, or something like that, and maybe he would have tried it out there with a big brace on or something cumbersome or whatever, and they would have been behind. Oh, he's cleared. He's cleared, man. Talk to the guy instead of this, whatever it is they did. So I don't begrudge you not, you know, being forthcoming on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or even yesterday. But, you know, appreciate that today this is definitive. It's over. You know, no Jaden Daniels this weekend. And I'll be fascinated, I'm with you, on what it looks like early next week when they do get back on the practice field for a normal week of you know, kind of the routine as opposed to what happened this past week.
More on Daniels in a minute, but let's talk Mariota for a second as he takes center stage here under the bright lights as he gets ready to lead this team in a pretty important week three game to try to get to 2-1 to start the season. For Marcus Mariota, he is the other Heisman Trophy winning number two overall pick in that quarterback room. People forget that while he was never Daniels, he didn't have a 50 touchdown season. in the SEC. He never had the rookie year that was the greatest of all time that Jaden's already had on the precipice of being considered a top five QB in the league and elite. Mariota at one point in time was the belle of the ball. I mean, he was taken by the Titans one pick after Jameis Winston goes one to the Bucks to be the face of the franchise. Now it's been a 10-year career for him, 74 career starts, spends the first five seasons of his NFL career in Tennessee with the Titans. There was a three-year stretch in Tennessee when Derrick Henry was running the ball well and they could play some defense where they went 24-19 in games he started.
Mm-hmm.
Like a well above 500 playoff caliber team. He ends up getting benched in his final year of his contract. Ryan Tannehill comes in and takes flight there, if you remember, as a really good fit with, at the time, Arthur Smith, who's gone on to be a head coach and is now calling plays for Aaron Rodgers in Pittsburgh. But after that, Mariota leaves, and he's since been a backup for the rest of his career. 2 years in Vegas, then he gets a chance to start for part of a season in Atlanta, spent a year with the Eagles, last year here in Washington, and so now this is team number five. But I view Marcus Mariota as kind of the perfect number two quarterback. Like, the comp for me, do you like this? I think he's Tyrod Taylor.
Hmm.
He is a guy that can beat you with his feet. He is a guy that can make all the throws. He is not going to lead teams to a lot of points that aren't schemed up. Like, they hung 40 with him on the field against Carolina last year, and he played beautifully within Cliff Kingsbury's offense. But he's not going to be Jaden Daniels and go off schedule and off script and kind of create and manufacture a bunch of offense. But it's low interceptions. His interception total in his career is minuscule. He will not really beat you with bad decisions. He's going to hold on to the ball. Not going to make a lot of plays, but not going to make them for the other team either. It's a Tyrod Taylor starter kit here. And for a week at a time, it's exactly what teams should look for from a backup quarterback.
Yeah, to me, the my quintessential backup quarterback I always think of is Doug Flutie, right? I don't want him starting for 17 weeks, but little backyard football, little runaround, a little bit of a playmake, you know, using some speed. I think there's only been a couple spots where they actually really utilized the fact that he was such a good runner. I always thought it was underutilized in Tennessee. They tried to, you know, do a square peg round hole thing and try to make him a prolific passer, which is not his game. Using a little bit of everything is his game. So I thought it was a really good fit as a guy that's, you know, as you said, that's not Jaden Daniels, but, you know, you're not asking him to. Now, if you got to start for 17 weeks, it's a different story. But in a smaller sample in a game like this, where if you line up and play and everybody just sort of goes one-on-one, you push everybody, you're probably better than the Raiders at this point. I mean, probably. You're better than the Raiders are. So, you know, I don't love it if they're playing Philadelphia tomorrow, or on Sunday, rather. I don't love it if they were playing Buffalo or Baltimore or one of the teams that's a Super Bowl contender. That's on us on the schedule. This is one of those, hey, don't beat us, and we got a great chance to win the football game this week. So you're right. To me, he's the quintessential backup quarterback, which sounds diminishing, but I don't think it is.
Last start for him came way back in 2022 with the Falcons. In fact, Washington fans may remember. So in 2022, he came here, and Atlanta almost beat, I don't even know what their name was that year. I don't think it was Commanders. Might have been football team.
That could have been a football team.
But they almost beat Washington.
Deron Payne's pinky.
That's exactly what happened. Goal line play to win the football game, and Deron Payne, in what was his play like you want money year, batted a ball down basically at the line of scrimmage that saved the day, or else a Mariota-led Atlanta team would have come here and beat Washington. But it was the next week after that, week 13 of that season in 22, that Mariota last started in the NFL. Basically 13 starts for him over 5 years. Now, people will point to last season. He was exceptional the two times he played.
Mm-hmm.
He lit up the Carolina Panthers, was fantastic. That was the game where Jaden actually broke the rib. And then he played again and was very, very effective against the Dallas Cowboys. This was week 18, game 17, very end of the season. You'll remember Washington had wrapped up the playoffs. Daniels at halftime was sat just to keep him healthy. The offense was doing nothing. Mariota came in and was a spark plug and led them back to beat the Cowboys. Last-minute touchdown pass to Terry McLaurin. So the two times we've seen him in this offense, he has actually been excellent. My concern is this, though. While I think he's going to play okay, he did nothing in the preseason.
Yep.
He barely got to practice in training camp.
This has been my point.
He had the Achilles issue, so he was, you know, the time on the grass for a backup is already next to zero, but for him, it's lower than that. He's been practicing. They feel good enough about the Achilles. They weren't dressing three quarterbacks in the first couple games. But I think it's very reasonable to expect some rust from a guy who just hasn't gotten a lot of time to practice. If that's been a story for Jaden Daniels, who's gotten nothing but practice reps, then it's got to be a story for Mariota as well, who also didn't play in games, basically took August off, but then he wasn't even getting the 11-on-11 work that J.D. Five was.
This is my point. So I was basically saying I did not believe before the year that they would get off to a good start offensively because of the phenomenon you're talking about. Then you add in the fact that Mariota didn't do anything. Then you add in the fact that he's a backup quarterback, so whatever reps they were getting, I mean, I think, Michael Phillips told us that Jaden Daniels and Terry McLaurin combined for two on-the-field practices before the season started. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're Montana and Rice in your prime. You need more than that. You need 7, 10, 20, who knows what the actual number is. So, yeah, no surprise to me. They've been off to kind of a sluggish start, and I think their best football's ahead of them once they all kind of get in rhythm and really start getting going this year. But then you add in that rust factor for Mariota. So, to me, this is one of those, maybe if this is a Week 10 situation, everybody's been at it for a while, I might open up to all the different pages of that playbook, and I might show you the full Monty, so to speak. This, to me, feels like, hey, man, let's do what you do really well right now. That's RPO. That's some read option looks. Use your legs. But stay safe, please, for goodness sakes. I don't want to see, just want to see Sam Hartman on the sideline being handsome. Maybe not in the game, Sam Hartman. But you know what I mean? Like, to me, this is
Josh Johnson.
Well, Josh Johnson, yeah, but you know what I mean?
Hartman will be on the practice squad.
I'm saying I want to keep this we're just not going to beat ourselves. And it's not, you know, it may not be the sexiest game plan. I think this needs to be more of a war of attrition kind of game where you're going to hopefully let the Raiders screw up.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. The bad news, I guess, would be there's possible rust, right? So we got that out of the way. Here's the good news, I think, for Marcus Mariota. This is the most susceptible defense that they have played yet. The Giants game, where they were a play here and a play there away from like 500 yards and 30 points, it wasn't pretty, but the numbers were okay. They scored, you know, 20-plus and 400-plus yards or whatever, and they left a few things on the field. You go into that game going, this defensive front's going to eat you for lunch. Didn't really happen. The O-line held up well. The Packers have the number one defense in the NFL. But if you look at the Raiders, they gave up a 60-yard touchdown where Quentin Johnston got behind everybody on Monday Night Football. Looking at everything with Logan Paulson this week over on the Take Command pod that we do, it's pretty clear that their linebackers struggle in zone coverage, kind of getting to depth. And so there's some space in that middle of the field area if Mariota on some pop passes can hit some of those in-breakers, those deep overs to Deebo Samuel, dig routes to Terry McLaurin. I think there's going to be some air in that area of the field. And they are susceptible to quarterbacks running the football. And I really do believe if Jaden Daniels had played, you almost had to – avoid any kind of calls into the headset where you're telling him to run. Because you know he's already going to scramble more than you want him to anyway, mm-hmm. from the standpoint of taking shots when his knee is not right. So with Mariota out there, I'll bet you Cliff Kingsbury dials up read option to your point.
I think so.
I think he's going to run 7, 8, 9 times maybe. It wouldn't surprise me. It's certainly going to be 5 or 6 in this game. I would take the over.
Like I would RPO them to death.
Yeah, why week. Not? I yeah. would take go right at Max Crosby and get, you know, your extra big tackle, whether that's Trent Scott or your tight end, if that's Sinnott or Yankoff this week or whoever it's going to be, and you park them next to Josh Connerly and try to slow him down that way. But I actually like the matchup. If he's not rusty, if he is able to just look like himself, they should be able to move the football this week against this Raiders team. Let's get to the audio, though, of Dan Quinn making the announcement today. He came out. I thought right away he would just sit down and say it. He gave you the captains first, and then he went through some other things.
He Quinned it up, didn't he?
Talked about the stadium coming to RFK. I guess it's the first time he's spoken since that happened, maybe. But eventually he got to the elephant in the room, which was that Jaden Daniels, for the first time, will not play.
I'm not going to go through the entire injury report, but give updates when I can. Jaden was limited today. On the field, we decided to start Marcus and said at the beginning we were going to be very diligent on his return to play and make sure we didn't miss any steps. So we're going to be smart, not just fast, and player wants to do everything all the time. That's who he is as a competitor, which I love, but that's how we'll roll.
Smart, not fast is the way to go.
Yep.
And that's what they're doing here. Again, is this a he's ready and they're holding him out as precaution? Or is this a he's not ready? I don't think we know the answer. It seems like a lot of people are assuming it's the first one, not the second one. I'm going to wait till midway through next week, and I think we'll get more intel on that. But it really doesn't matter. He's not going to play in the game. Cliff Kingsbury spoke yesterday, and because we knew at that time it was very likely that Daniels might not play. He did talk about Marcus Mariota running this offense and what he likes about the veteran quarterback at that time in the event that he had to play, and we now know he will.
Yeah, last year, just being around him for a year, when we signed him back, we felt like we have two starters in the building, which is rare in this league. So anytime he was asked to play or practice or even on scout team, he's been phenomenal. So treats like a pro, as a leader on the team, despite, you know, not being the starter, which is hard to do, and can't say enough good things about him. So if he has to go, I'm sure he'll be ready.
Cliff Kingsbury yesterday in Ashburn. Danny, next, I want to explain why I think Washington should still win this game without Jaden Daniels, with Mariota. And I want people, if they want to tell me why I'm wrong, but this, to me, doesn't change. Confidence may not be the right word. I mean, obviously, you look at the betting line's going to change. Mm-hmm. The vigor with which I feel they'll win the game is not going to be as high when your MVP-caliber quarterback is not available. But I still look at this game as, if we're filing games into, like, should win or not should win, this is a should win game.
Should be, it's in the should.
And I want to make that case next, and maybe we can play a little tell me why I'm wrong. And we will do that live from Reston at Reston Town Center, where we're at the Craft House in Reston today on Grant and Danny. We're giving away tickets to see Adam Sandler at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. All show long, right here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, The Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.